Welcome to the Far and Beyond podcast, hosted by the Contracts and Fiscal Law Department at the Judge Advocate General's Legal Center and School. This podcast is for federal government attorneys navigating the complex intersection of acquisitions and fiscal law and policy. I am your host, Major Ellie Sewell.
And I'm Major Hyanna Muñiz.
And I'm Major Jason Floyd. Together, we're your co-hosts.
Today, we are going to dive into some recent and rather interesting developments at the Small Business Administration's Office of Hearings and Appeals, specifically regarding size protests and what happens when the administrative process breaks down.
I think we should start with the basics for anyone who might be newer to this area. Generally, a size protest is the mechanism used to challenge whether a small business actually meets the size standards for a specific procurement, which you can find in FAR Part 19.
Exactly. It's a formal challenge, usually filed by a disappointed offeror with the contracting officer within 5 days of notification of the award, which then gets kicked to an SBA government contracting area office.
And if the area office issues a size determination that you don't like, you have 15 calendar days from receipt to appeal that decision to the Office of Hearings and Appeals, or what we call OHA.
That's right. OHA is the final word within the SBA, and they usually try to issue a decision within 60 days of the record closing. But as we'll discuss later, that timeline is only half the battle.
That's correct.
So I wanted to look at two recent cases that show just how different these outcomes can be. Let's start with the Stripes Global appeal regarding RCG of North Carolina, which OHA decided on January 30th of this year.
This is a great lessons learned case for government attorneys. The VA issued a solicitation for medical gases on January 7th, 2025, set aside for service-disabled veteran-owned small businesses. RCG of North Carolina won the award on March 28th of 2025.
And that's when Stripes Global protested, arguing that RCG was affiliated with massive manufacturer Airgas, which has over 20,000 employees.
Right, the affiliation argument. So I think Stripes claimed RCG didn't have the necessary California state licenses to take legal possession of the gases, meaning they had to cede control to Airgas, which made them affiliates, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. But on July 9th, 2025, the area office issued determination finding RCG was still a small business. Stripes appealed to OHA, and OHA ultimately denied the appeal.
So the core of the decision, which came down in January 2026, was that licensing is a matter of responsibility for the KO to determine, not a size issue for the SBA. OHA even noted that federal law actually exempts medical gas distribution to hospitals from certain wholesale licensing requirements.
So the takeaway there is don't try to turn a responsibility or licensing dispute into a size protest. And that seems pretty straightforward. But the second case, the Pelican Residences protest, is far more dramatic. It involves ostensible subcontractor rule, and it sounds like the SBA area office actually ignored an OHA order.
This one's kind of fun. So we need to take a look at the timeline to figure out this whole issue. So the Air Force issued a solicitation for elevator maintenance at Holloman Air Force Base on August 1st, 2024. Pelican was named the successful offeror on December 4th, 2024.
And then a competitor, Veteran Elevated Solutions, protested on December 11th, 2024, alleging that Pelican was just a front and was unusually reliant on a large subcontractor, Otis Elevator.
And under that ostensible subcontractor rule, if a small business is unusually reliant, like you said, on a large subcontractor to perform what's called the primary and vital requirements, they are treated as a joint venture and their sizes are combined.
That's correct. So on January 10th, 2025, the area office initially found Pelican was small based on a different subcontractor they called Subcontractor A. VES appealed, and on April 15th, 2025, OHA issued a decision, Veteran Elevated 1, vacating that determination.
OHA found the area office made a serious error of fact because Pelican had actually admitted to the area office in an email on January 7, 2025, that Otis, the large business, would be doing the maintenance while Pelican only handled administrative tasks. OHA remanded the case, ordering the area office to issue a new determination.
Okay, so they said fix this, but then what happened?
This is where it gets a little wild. So 9 months passed. On January 14th, 2026, VES went back to OHA because the area office still hadn't issued that new determination they were ordered to do. So during those 9 months, the ineligible concern, Pelican, was still likely performing on the contracts.
9 months is practically an eternity in procurement world, right? Did OHA step in at all?
So they did. On January 16th, 2026, an administrative judge issued a show cause order, giving the area office until January 26th of 2026 to explain themselves or issue the determination. The area office failed to comply with that order as well.
They just didn't respond.
No. We're not home, sorry. We're not here.
They didn't respond. So apparently not. So on January 27th of 2026, OHA took the final step and issued a new order declaring Pelican residences ineligible for the procurement. The judge noted that the area office's failure to act was actually facilitating performance by an ineligible entity.
That's a powerful lesson for us government attorneys. If we see a remand from OHA, we can't just let the file sit on a desk.
Exactly. The regulations actually require the contracting officer to terminate the contract, terminate in bold, terminate the contract if they receive a size determination finding a concern ineligible.
So in the global case, the process worked. Licensing wasn't an issue, therefore it was denied. But in Pelican, the process failed at the administrative level, requiring OHA to step in and forcefully end the performance of an ineligible contractor. Thank you guys for talking through these two cases. I think SBA protests are always interesting because we just don't see them as much. So I think it's always fun to dive in to see, especially when there's a spicy one to talk about. Thank you for joining us today in this episode of Far and Beyond. Please make sure to follow us and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. We love to hear from our listeners. Please continue to reach out to us on Facebook and LinkedIn. The information can be found in the show notes from today's episode. The views expressed today are those of the presenters, not that of the Judge Advocate General Corps, the Department of the Army, the Department of the Air Force, or the Department of War.